Talking today with Dr. Chad Godsey from Oklahoma State University. Chad, you were, of course, speaking here at the Lahoma Field Day and talking with these wheat producers, looking at some of the options that they got, especially, I guess, on double cropping, and talking about managing that soil moisture. And that's one of those incredibly important topics in a state like Oklahoma.
Definitely. You know, especially in the summer, it's twofold as important as it is in the spring or fall. But, yeah, really, we're setting up really good two things that really favor double crop this year. In a lot of areas, we have good soil moisture profile built up. And the second thing is the earliness of the wheat and the canola crop. We're going to be able to plant double crops in the normal time frame when we typically plant a full season crop. So our yield potential is higher than it is in a normal year.
When we think about, you know, trying to make that decision on a double crop, what are the things you got to really try to noodle out and make decisions on?
Okay. Well, really, it comes down to date of harvest. So we know that's going to be early this year. The second thing, and probably the most important every year, is soil moisture profile. Not only looking at what you have, but your ability to store that moisture. So topsoil depth, texture, things like that. You need to know, you know, the amount of the inches that you have stored currently after wheat harvest, and then also, you know, your potential to capture more rainfall early in that growing season.
I guess what also there's crops that have different water needs too.
There are, you know, typically our research here at Stillwater in Lahoma has indicated that most double crops, regardless if they're soybeans, sorghum, or sunflower or sesame, take about 10 inches of precip or rainfall to produce. Now, that's going to be a little low this year because we are planting earlier. But anywhere from 12 to 15 inches of moisture should get you a good average crop.
And economics are such that does make sense, right?
Yeah, you know, this year with markets, the oilseed markets, and even grain sorghum and sesame, we're looking at, you know, fairly low break-even prices for these double crops, because a lot of the inputs, you know, we know the yield potential may not be as high as a full-season crop, so we can cut back on some of the inputs. So our break-even are a little lower, but, yeah, the markets are making it quite enticing.
So you mentioned sesame. What interest do you see out there this year for using this particular crop, you know, coming behind wheat?
I think there's a, you know, it's grown over the last two or three years. And after last year, we knew it was somewhat drought tolerant and could withstand the heat. And that kind of showed last year. But it does take moisture to get good productive yields. But I think it is a fit, especially in the far western part of the state where we can't probably grow soybeans. And you probably could go sorghum, but it gives you a broadleaf crop to grow during the summer. So,
yeah, I guess what I know that sesame also has a deeper tap root than a lot of crops, and I guess that helps also.
It does. It has the ability to go down and get that moisture and possibly nutrients that have moved below the wheat crop.
You see, obviously, a lot of interest in soybeans as well, right?
Yeah, with the current market prices of soybeans, you know, that break even for most guys is probably around 10 bushels to the acre. And so that's in most, you know, probably 9 out of 10 years, we should be able to grow 10 bushel acre beans. We even had guys last year that attained that yield goal. So that's very, very enticing for a lot of producers.